WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Over the past couple of weeks, linguist Jeffrey Nunberg has noticed TV newscasters referring to the residents of Baghdad as Baghdadis. This has made him think about how we use the suffix E, the suffix which is spelt with the letter I.
You won't find Baghdadi in any English dictionary, but I suppose it sounds natural to add that E suffix to the name of a city in that part of the world. It seems to form a pattern with Iraqi, Kuwaiti, Saudi, Israeli, Pakistani, Bengali, and the rest. Still, this is a curious thing for English to do. We have a lot of suffixes that make adjectives out of the names of places, but most of them aren't restricted to a particular part of the world. So we say Japanese, Sudanese, and Portuguese, or Irish, Polish, and Turkish. But the suffix E is only used for nations and regions that lie in the territory that stretches from the Bible lands in the west to India in the east. Of course, it isn't used for all the countries and regions in that area. For one thing, we only attach E to the names of places that end in consonants, like Iraq and Kuwait. And there are some countries in the region where another suffix is used. People from Iran are Iranians, and people from Afghanistan are Afghans, though you sometimes hear Afghani and Irani as well. Of course, the immediate reason why the suffix E is used for nations in this part of the world is that it comes from the languages spoken there. In Semitic languages like Arabic and Hebrew, the suffix E is a way of forming adjectives out of nouns. It's like the English suffix ish in words like Polish, boyish, or fiendish. The suffix E was borrowed from Arabic into Persian, and from there into Urdu, the language of Pakistan. These are both unrelated to Arabic. They're Indo-European tongues that are distant cousins of English. It's from Urdu that we get words like Pakistani, Punjabi, and Kashmiri. Still, this doesn't explain why we choose to refer to these particular nationalities with a suffix taken from their native languages. Why should we say Iraqi when we don't say Italiano or Ruski or Nicaraguense? But a couple of hundred years of colonial involvement have given English speakers a special relationship with this region. The English use of the suffix E began in the 19th century in India, in words like Bengali and Punjabi. Most likely it started with British soldiers and colonial administrators who wanted to display a smattering of the local language to show they were old India hands. Names like Iraqi and Saudi first appeared in English after the First World War, when these nations were carved out of the former Ottoman Empire. The name Iraq itself was taken from an archaic Arabic name for Babylon. Here, too, the use of the suffix implied an intimacy with the local culture, at a time when T.E. Lawrence and Rudolph Valentino had turned the Arab into a figure of high romance. By the 1940s, the suffix had become a marker of Near Eastern origin. When the State of Israel was founded, the word Israeli replaced the old form Israelite, though, of course, we still use Israelite to refer to the inhabitants of the ancient nation of Israel. And around the same time, the old word Yemenite was dropped in favor of the word Yemeni. The suffix E draws a kind of line in the sand. It circumscribes the region that Europeans used to refer to as the Orient before that term was transferred to the Far East. But as Edward Said has pointed out, the Orient was a European invention. It's been imagined and reimagined by Napoleon and Delacroix, by Disraeli and Kipling, by John Foster Dulles and Steven Spielberg. It's painted as a place of despots and assassins, sages and mystics. It's languid and voluptuous. It's fanatical and puritanical. But it's always the Orient, a single idea that blurs the vast differences in culture, history, and language that the region actually encompasses. In its own small way, the suffix E contributes to the illusion. It doesn't just make Middle Easterners exotic, it makes them all exotic in the same dusky way.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.